Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 19th, Morning. Rich as the richest. Babes in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. Are you weak in the Christian life? Is your faith little, your love feeble? Cheer up. You have a reason to be thankful. Remember that in some things you are equal to the greatest and most mature Christian. You are as much bought with blood and as much an adopted child of God as any believer. An infant is as much a child of its parent as a full-grown adult. You are completely justified, for justification is not a thing of degrees. Your little faith has made you totally clean. You have as much right to the precious things of the covenant as the most advanced believers do, because your right to covenant mercies does not lie in your growth, but in the covenant itself. Your faith in Jesus is not the full measure, but the token of your inheritance. You are as rich as the richest, if not in enjoyment, at least in real possession. The smallest star that gleams is still set in the heavens. The faintest ray of light still has affinity with the sun. In the family register of glory, the small and the great are written with the same pen. You are as precious to your Father's heart as the greatest in the family. Jesus is tender with you. You are like the smoking flax, and a rougher spirit than God would say, "Put out that flax." It fills the room with an offensive odor. But a smoking flax he will not quench. Matthew 12:20. You are like a bruised reed, and a less tender hand than Jesus would throw you away. But a bruised reed he will not break. Matthew 12:20. Instead of being downcast because of what you are, you should triumph in Christ, who made us sit together in the heavenly places. Ephesians 2:6. Are you poor in faith? In Jesus you are heir of all things. I will rejoice in the Lord and glory in the God of my salvation. October 19th, Evening. Songs in the Night. God my Maker, who gives songs in the night. Job chapter 35, verse 10. We can all sing during the day. When our cup is full, we are inspired. When wealth rolls in, we praise God, who gives a bountiful harvest or sends us a ship fully loaded. Chimes whisper music when the wind blows. The difficulty is for the music to sound when there is no wind. It is easy to sing when we can read the notes by daylight, but one is skillful who sings from the heart when there is no light to read by. None can make a song in the night by themselves. We may attempt it, but a song in the night must be divinely inspired. Let everything go well, and I can weave songs, fashioning them from the flowers along my path. But put me in a desert where nothing green grows, and how will I frame a hymn to God there? How can a mere mortal make a crown for the Lord when there are no jewels? Let my voice be clear, my body full of health, and I can sing God's praises. But lay me on a bed of pain, and you will silence my tongue unless God gives me a song. It is not in my power to sing when all is adverse, unless an altar call touches my lips. It was a divine song that Habakkuk sung in the night. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk 3:17 and 18. Since our Maker gives songs in the night, let us wait on Him for the music. O Lord, Let us not remain silent because of afflictions. Tune our lips to the melody of thanksgiving. Amen.